Last time I caused a bit of a firestorm when I compared the words of Donald Trump to the words of Adolf Hitler. So I thought, why not come back with some more examples? Well, especially since Trump continues to proudly say he would be a dictator, at least on day one of his return to the Oval Office. Well, still more recently, we'll work back in time here. Let's start off with the time that Trump gave praise to Hezbollah.
And they said, gee, I hope Hezbollah doesn't attack from the north, because that's the most vulnerable spot. I said, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. The press doesn't like when they say it. You know, I said that President Xi of China, 1.4 billion people, he controls it with an iron fist. I said, he's a very smart man. They killed me the next day. I said he was smart. What am I going to say? But Hezbollah, they're very smart.
If you're Jewish and you're thinking of voting for Donald Trump, I hope that'll plant a seed of thought in your mind. Here's Trump giving praise to Hungarian, although more and more frequently Trump keeps referring to him as Turkish President Viktor Orban.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have with us the Prime Minister of Hungary. And Viktor Orban has done a tremendous job in so many different ways. Highly respected, respected all over Europe. Probably like me, a little bit controversial, but that's okay. That's okay. You've done a good job, and you've kept your country safe.
Now, I can save you a bit of time on Google or Wiki. Orban hasn't put freedom or democracy into a noose yet. He has forced it into a rather short leash and a very close electric fence. Here's an oldie but a goodie. Trump praising North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Well, he is very talented. Anybody that takes over a situation like he did at 26 years of age and is able to run it and run it tough, you'd be very surprised. Very smart, very good negotiator.
Really, he's got a great personality. He's a, you know, funny guy. He's a very smart guy. He's a great negotiator. He loves his people. Not that I'm surprised by that, but he loves his people. I think he liked me, and I like him, and I understand the past. And, you know, nobody has to tell me he's a rough guy. He has to be a rough guy, or he has been a rough person. But we got along very well.
His country does love him. His people, you see the fervor. They have a great fervor.
Sure, his people love him under penalty of either imprisonment or death. We have to include one of the many examples of Trump's praise for Vladimir Putin.
We've had a great relationship. This has been very successful.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Now, while some of those might be familiar to you, try this set on for size.
But you also recently said that the Middle East would be better off with Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, and Assad in power. How does...
I didn't say Assad, but we certainly have not gained anything with Gaddafi. And you look at what happened. I mean, look at Libya. Look at Iraq. Iraq used to be no terrorist. He would kill the terrorists immediately. It was like, now it's the Harvard of terrorism. Iraq. If you look at Iraq from years ago, I'm not saying he was a nice guy. He was a horrible guy. But it was a lot better than it is right now. Right now, Iraq is a training ground for terrorists. Right now, Libya, nobody even knows Libya. Frankly, there is no Iraq and there is no Libya. It's all broken up. They have no control. Nobody knows what's going on.
The world would be better off with Saddam Hussein
100%,
and Gaddafi in power.
100%.
Let that sink in. According to Trump, the world would be a better place with Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi in charge of Iraq and Libya. Now, I'm sure Saddam did indeed kill terrorists. Gave him practice between all the times he was killing his own people,